Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, for watching the show. Today, we have such a great interview in store for you. We have Anthony Hopp from Samaritan Ministries coming on to talk about an alternative to healthcare. A great option for those of you wanting to look for an affordable option. I'm moving to Florida really soon, and I'm looking at my healthcare options, and it's just crazy how big our deductibles are, how much our payments are, especially for a whole family. And doing the research on this company, Samaritan Ministries, and their sharing kind of business model, it looks like it's a lot more affordable than any of the other traditional insurance companies. Their business model, their pricing. So pay attention to this, check this out. And this is also gonna be really a great way for us to be pulling our money out of different companies that help form abortions. I've talked to you before about how my wife and I are looking for doctors and OBGYNs and all of those different companies and physicians and specialists that could do abortions, and making sure that we don't put any money towards that and contribute to anyone who does perform those atrocious things. And picking a healthcare service that doesn't support those things is another way you can do that. Before we get into the interview, I want you to let you know we're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to fightlaughfeast.com, become a member, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you'll get a great mug like this. And you'll also be supporting what we are doing here, and you'll get tons of great benefits. Now, let's go jump right into this interview with Anthony Hopp, and then I'll have some comments afterwards.
Anthony Hopp, welcome to the show. You are the Vice President of External Relations at Samaritan Ministries International, has been with the ministry since 1997, a graduate of Eastern Illinois University. Anthony has served in various roles for Samaritan over the years. He's had a front row seat to God's protection of and provision for Samaritan Ministries, as it has grown from a few hundred households to over 82,000 members. Wow, I didn't realize it was that big. That's awesome. Anthony has been married to his wife, Jen, for 25 years, and they have two sons. That's awesome. So I feel like I should ask you for marriage advice to start. Yeah. 25 years, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's God's best plan for conforming you to be more in his image, I guess. But
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's great.
Good to be with you today, Matt.
So glad you took the time. I really appreciate it. So what does Samaritan Ministries do compared to like normal healthcare?
Yeah, Samaritan Ministries is called a healthcare sharing ministry. That's the official moniker. But we are a group of believers who share each other's medical bills directly, person to person, without using any insurance at all. So this is a non-insurance, biblical approach to healthcare. You can think of it almost as crowdfunding for healthcare. It's a way for us to live out our faith in a super practical way. And just to give a little of shape and context, there are about 82,000 Samaritan families or households, as you mentioned, about 268,000 individuals. That's in all 50 states. And every month, they are sharing a total of $29 million person to person. So it's sort of a large entity in that, you know, you have almost $30 million every single month that's going from member to member. But I would say that the most notable piece of this isn't the financial element. I mean, that's pretty cool that $30 million is being shared, but it's the support and the prayer and the encouragement that members get from one another, because we believe that a medical need is more than just money, just like our bodies are more than just our physical body. The same is true of a medical need. It's more than money. So what Samaritan members do goes far beyond the financial and the transactional. Instead, we're ministering to one another, and the direct connection allows us to do that.
That's great. So you mentioned the biblical perspective of it. What is different, or what makes it a biblical perspective?
The biblical perspective is that in the New Testament, there are nearly 100, I think it's 97 occurrences of the word one another one anothering in the New Testament. About half of those are commands to believers, to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to love one another. In Romans 12, the second half of the chapter, there's some short exhortations from Paul revolving around love being in action. And I remember a while back, I was reading through that, and it suddenly struck me that the activity of Samaritan members is almost exactly what Paul lays out here. For example, he says, I think beginning in verse 9, he says, to be devoted to one another in love. Well, Samaritan members are devoted to the idea of bearing their brothers and sisters' burdens. That as a Samaritan member, I'm ready with my monthly share that if a brother or sister in Christ has a medical need, I'm going to be there. And not just with the financial help, but I'm going to be praying for them and encouraging them. Another exhortation in that list in Romans 12 is to be faithful in prayer. Prayer undergirds everything that Samaritan members do. I mentioned that it's not the financial piece that's most important, but it's the prayer that members get from one another. In fact, when a Samaritan member has a really large medical need, maybe in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe over $1 million, you would think that the first thing that they would mention, Matt, would be, my goodness, these strangers sent me all of this money. I can't believe it. And I was able to pay my providers. That's all great, but that's not what they talk about. They say, the cards and the notes just blew us away. We were so encouraged. Our family was so blessed. So being faithful in prayer is the second one. The third one that Paul mentions there is to share with the Lord's people. Of course, we've already established this isn't insurance, it's sharing. So this is what members are doing. And then finally, one of those exhortations is to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And so medical needs take on all forms. You know, some of them are pretty serious, where a family is going through challenges and difficulty and trials, and so we're able to come alongside and mourn appropriately. But then some of the medical needs are good outcomes, whether it's a baby being born or a family experiences healing. But through it all, Samaritan members are able to support one another. And so I think that really is the discipleship element that's at play with Samaritan members.
That's really great. Can you talk a little bit more about how do the notes and the prayers work?
Yeah, every month I am told where to send my monthly share. So it's worth noting that I don't send it to the Samaritan office. Once a year I do. That's an administrative fee. But 11 months out of the year, I'm given the name and address of another Samaritan member who has a need. And so I not only send my monthly amount to them, but I'm sending a note of encouragement or a prayer as well. And I learned firsthand of the impact of this when I had my first medical need is back in March of 1998, kind of an old timer as far as being a Samaritan member goes. But our family had experienced a pretty sudden medical need around my son who became very ill. By God's grace, he was healed. But then after the fact, my wife and I realized, man, we've got another crisis. We've got thousands of dollars in medical expenses and no health insurance. I had 6 months earlier to this point, I had joined Samaritan Ministries, which was a pretty small group at the time. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking, oh, I sure hope this works. And of course, we received all the money we needed in a timely way so we could pay the providers. But the thing that blew me away was that the people I had never met from coast to coast were sending these cards and notes. And they weren't just, you know, praying that you get well. I mean, sometimes there'd be some of that, and there's nothing wrong with those general kinds of prayers. But what struck me was they were so specific. People would share scriptures that my wife and I had been meditating on, and so we would be like, wow, the Lord was just talking to us about this, and here he uses one of his other children to encourage us. Or somebody would share their experience with their child and say, oh, you know what, our daughter had something similar to what your son had, and here's what we found to be helpful. So all of a sudden, we experienced unanticipated community and being lifted up, body of Christ coming around us, and we realized we're not alone in this. The Lord is sending comfort. So that's what we mean by the cards and notes. It's just not like a nice little afterthought. What a nice Christian thing to do, send a card or note. It's that we don't often think about that when we have a medical need, it's disruptive on many fronts. In the household, and there's a lot of emotional and spiritual considerations as well. So to have the body of Christ coming around you, rallying in your time of need is super powerful.
Yeah, definitely. I have a brother who has Down syndrome, and the first 3 years of his life were in the hospital. And the spiritual aspect and the emotional was just as important as the financial and the physical issues to overcome as well. That's really great. That's really neat. It's another avenue for God to speak and to use you guys. That's awesome. Yeah, so I also saw on your website where you guys say you don't fund abortions or other non-biblical related things. I don't know what else the other things would be, but the abortion one's the big one, right?
Yeah, one of our core values is life, that we're all created in the image of our creator, and life is precious and should be protected at all levels.
Amen.
And so for that reason, Samaritan members can be confident that their healthcare dollars are never going toward anything that could be considered an abortifacient, and certainly abortion itself. Other unbiblical practices, could be gender reassignment surgeries. And just as our culture continues to go off the rails in its hostility and antagonism toward our creator, we believe that this is a safe haven and an oasis for Christians, that it's not a matter of boycotting or, railing against the way. I mean, the world is lost, so what do we expect? But at the same time, there's something that we can do about it. We can come together and live out our faith and values. And a lot of people are surprised to learn that their insurance premiums are likely paying for abortions. But since most of insurance companies cover that, the logical extension is that my healthcare dollars then are going toward that too. So that's one of the many reasons that people are excited to find Samaritan Ministries and approaches like this, because it allows us to do something that's consistent with what we believe.
Yeah, that was actually the biggest selling point for me that is getting me to leave my employee-sponsored health insurance for this. My wife is pregnant with our second child, and we have been going through the OBGYN process, where you go every month or whatnot. And then my wife just had the thought, like, wait, I don't know if my OBGYN performs abortions or not. And it turns out she did. And it really kind of just was hard for us, because we don't want to contribute any of the resources God has given us. We want to be good stewards, and we just don't want to participate that in that and all encourage it, fund it in any way. And so we went on a search for OBGYNs, which is incredibly hard to do, to find like pro-life OBGYNs, which is strange to me. You would think there would be more, being able to see life so often in the office. But insurance is another way to do that, to stand for what's right, to stand for biblical values. And it's great that you guys provide that. I really love that.
We praise God for just the way he's protected healthcare sharing, whether it was through the law several years ago when the Affordable Care Act became law of the land, and there was an exemption for healthcare sharing ministries like Samaritan to continue doing what they're doing. So yeah, we are so grateful for the religious liberty that we have to be able to live out our faith and values in that way.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I want to talk more about the business side now. Well, we'll talk about price in a second, but how does it like practically work if I'm sick, or like, for example, my wife has monthly visits for OBGYN, and then we're going to be in the hospital for delivery? Like, how does that process work?
Yeah, we have two basic membership levels. One's called Samaritan Classic, one's called Samaritan Basic. Samaritan Classic is the more robust out of the two, where you pay a little bit higher monthly share, but more of the medical need gets shared. Samaritan Basic means that I pay a little bit less per month, but then I will take on a little bit more of the cost. So there's some flexibility that families can determine what they want to do. But no matter what level you're with, whether it's classic or basic, we're looking at the cost of the entire medical need. So we don't think in terms of annual deductibles like we'd be accustomed to with insurance. We look at it on a per injury or per illness basis. I'll give you my own example. About 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I broke my right foot, sprained it pretty badly, and I had a lot of cost associated with it. I had to go to ER. They x-rayed it. They had to I had some extensive therapy. I had the walking boot, crutches, follow-up doctor visits to make sure the bone was healing properly. And I'm part of Samaritan Classic. Samaritan Classic says that if I have a medical need that goes over $300, then it's a shared need. Just for reference point, by the way, Samaritan Basic, that was that second more affordable program, $1,500 instead of $300. So again, those.
And that's like a deductible, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Except it's per injury or per illness. So it's not per bill. In the case of me breaking my ankle, some of those were well under $300, like the walking boot, even though it's expensive, it wasn't $300. But that's okay because everything combined went way over $300. So I turn in those bills to Samaritan Ministries, and then the first $300 I pay for, and the rest gets shared. But I want to make an important distinction about that $300. Any discount that I receive from the providers gets applied to that $300 that I pay. And on average, our members get between 40 and 50% in the way of discounts. So that means that I can completely eliminate that $300 through reductions. And that's something we support and help our members with. So as a member, you're not a foot soldier having to go at it alone and try to negotiate and haggle. You know, we come alongside you and you receive a lot of support there. Point is, with my broken ankle, I didn't have to pay anything out of pocket because I received easily more than $300 in discounts. And that's, you know, especially with a more significant need that's into the thousands of dollars, pretty easy to get that $300 discount. But a couple of main pieces to this process is I chose my own doctors, so there are no networks. I don't have to worry about going out of network and getting penalized. People's first question usually is, yeah, but was the provider giving you a hard time because you got to tell them you don't have insurance, and how does that go? Are they going to kick you out or let you bleed to death on the emergency room floor? And that just isn't the case. You know, it's our members have a card that clearly states, I'm part of this organization. I'm going to be receiving help from the other members. You, provider, should bill me as a self-pay patient. So once I got the bills, I turned them into Samaritan, which, by the way, I can do electronically. I can upload them. I can take a picture with my phone, send them in electronically, or I can send them in the old-fashioned way. But point is that members have flexibility of whether they want to manage their membership electronically or analog. So I turn in my bills to Samaritan, and then what happens next is pretty neat and worth some explanation, because I think when people first get exposed to healthcare sharing, they have this image of, we're going to pass the hat, cross our fingers, and hope that enough people send the money. And man, we hope you get enough. But the truth is, if I had $50,000 in medical expenses, Samaritan Ministries facilitates or directs enough Samaritan members to send their shares directly to me. So everybody's receiving a share assignment. I'm not just picking and choosing and saying, well, maybe I'll send mine to Matt Williams this month. I mean, I will only send to where I had been directed. What that enables us to do is to match up the right amount of monthly shares with the cost of the medical need. And then a final mentionable here is that people sometimes think, well, what happens if somebody doesn't send? I mean, what if somebody just is negligent? Am I just out of luck? We keep track of all of this through a simple checklist. Again, you can do it on paper, or you can log into your account and do it electronically. But as you receive the checks for your medical need, you're marking it off of, yep, John Smith sent, just going down the list. It's kind of fun because you're receiving these checks, or in some cases, electronic payments. Again, you can do both. But you're receiving the help financially, and then you're marking off, finding their name, marking it off. Then you give that back to Samaritan after 30 days, and we do the follow-up with the very small percentage who didn't send. Most of the time, it's maybe 5%. They just had an innocent oversight. They forgot to send their monthly share, so we'll send them out a reminder. But in the event they still don't send, that person who didn't send is dropped or inactivated. So there's some practical motivation. I got to be current with my monthly share to participate. Mm-hmm. But then we'll reassign that amount to another family the following month. So long way of saying, you're not just stuck if somebody didn't send. We'll get that amount reassigned. So the takeaway here is that the sharing process itself is a very structured one. It's coordinated. It's not haphazard, but it's very structured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. So what does the monthly premiums look like Yeah, well, how's it compared to normal health insurance?
Yeah, the monthly shares start at just $100 for Samaritan Basic for a single. And then for a family in Samaritan Classic, which again is the more comprehensive membership level, it's $495. So that's the range currently. As inexpensive as $100, there you are,
Yeah.
$100 for a single or $495 for a family, and everywhere in between.
Okay, great. So, is there any last word that you would like our listeners to know about Samaritan to get them interested?
Samaritan Ministries, I would say, is one of the ways that we are seeing true healthcare reform. There's not a shortage of talk now about whether it's Medicare for all, or there's also some talk of, well, how do we strengthen the ACA? The House Democrats a few weeks ago came out with a plan to do that. The Trump administration is saying they have a plan for healthcare. We don't believe that true reform will come in the by mandates or taxes or regulations or even insurance. We believe reform happens when we start to think biblically about free markets, personal responsibility, and charity. And what I mean by those free markets, that we can direct our own healthcare, that Samaritan members are in the driver's seat. There should never be a third party telling you and your wife where to go to have your baby. That should be a
Right.
decision your family makes. So free markets are important. The second component, those personal responsibility. Our members aren't just going to the provider, slap down a card, and then it's somebody else's business. You take care of my. Our members are engaged. They're actually seeing the bills. They're seeing the crazy price disparities that exist between providers. Things like Healthcare Blue Book that is available to our members. It's like Kelly Blue Book for cars. Healthcare Blue Book is for providers. And if you would look in your area, hospital A and B, exact same procedure, but there usually is an enormous discrepancy between those. So by just shopping around a little bit, our members can be good stewards. So there's personal responsibility. That's the second. Free markets.
That's so great.
And then true charity, that when you tax one group of people and distribute it to another, even if it's the name of healthcare, that's not charity, it's theft. And so this is a
Yeah.
way for members to voluntarily come together and to be charitable and to share with each other. So we think that's where true reform begins.
Oh, that's awesome. Anthony Hopp, thank you so much for your time. You can go to SamaritanMinistries.org. They have the Facebook page, Samaritan Ministries, and then Twitter is at SamaritanMin, MIN. I'll put the links in the show notes because I'm definitely going to go check this out, and you should too. Anthony, thank you so much.
Wasn't that such a great interview? I hope you guys go check them out. Like I said before, it's a great way for us to get into the fight with not supporting people that are contributing pain towards abortions, including businesses like the healthcare companies that we may be paying into. It's a great opportunity for that. I just want to say thank you to Anthony for sticking with the technical issues that we had. Sounded like I was on a mobile phone because I had to back up, microphone had to kick on, and then had to have the backup camera kick in. So I really appreciate just the graciousness, Anthony, and sticking with us through it. I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any questions, what they're doing, Samaritan Ministries, please check them out. Follow them on Twitter. Reach out to them. They are a great company, and it's a great Christian ministry, a great way for you to get into the fight. If you have any questions for me, please reach out to me. Love to hear from you. Until then, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.